I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, media mergers. The Federal Communications Commission votes today on rolling back rules on media ownership. Waiting in the wings, a nearly $4 billion merger that would combine local TV broadcasters Tribune Media and Sinclair Broadcasting. Sinclair's already the country's biggest broadcaster, 193 TV stations. The deal would add 42 more, giving it access to about 80% of TV watchers in the country. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
FCC Chairman Ajit Pai has argued that the rules in question are outdated. They were written in the 1970s and don't reflect today's media landscape. Jonathan Handel teaches entertainment law at USC. He says that argument doesn't really work.
I think we'd be better served by recognizing that digital is becoming strong, but that television is not yet chopped liver, and that includes local television.
The vote comes at a time when the Trump administration is looking to rapidly deregulate the media sector. Just last month, Pai lifted a cap on how many stations a single company can own. If Sinclair and Tribune Media combine, conservative-leaning Sinclair will gain access to more than 70% of all TV viewers in the United States, a lot of them in smaller markets. Gigi Sohn was a senior FCC advisor in the Obama administration.
And you could land up with two or three broadcasters in a market, and that could be very, very dangerous.
Tribune shareholders voted almost unanimously for the merger. But even if regulations are relaxed, future mergers and acquisitions will likely end up in court. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.